Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school...
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today,
here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. I'm Lisa Pride alongside Sean Tallinson, and I'm so glad that you can join me here today. Sean, you're ready for the weekend, I know. And we are set for Game 5 here between the Jupiter Hammerheads and the St. Lucie Mets. It's the two best teams in the East battling it out in the six-game series. Right now, they're tied at two games apiece in the series. St. Lucie won the first game. They've been flip-flopping. Jupiter the second. Walk-off fashion in the 10th. It was a wild pitch walk-off that allowed the Jupiter Hammerheads to win 5-4. Then St. Lucie came back on Thursday in game 3 and won 8-3. Last night, the Hammerheads, with the help of Khalil Watson's three-run home run, the Hammerheads won 4-2. So that is how this series is matching up right now. The magic number yesterday was 4 for the Mets. They needed to win two games, and still do in this series, to clinch first place in the East Division in the Florida State League and guarantee their playoff spot. But the Jupiter Hammerheads, they stood in the way yesterday and said, nope, not today. You're not getting that win. The Mets have two more times here today and tomorrow to do that. But they are going to win the East Division no matter what, probably, right? Because the Hammerheads are back 7.5 right now. And the first half will end on June 23rd. So the field, the team is getting ready to take the field. They are the Gas Giants tonight, as it is space night. And honoring our Jupiter name here, that's not how, we'll let you know during the broadcast how the Hammerheads, or not the Hammerheads, but how the town of Jupiter actually got their name Jupiter. It isn't really from the planet, but we're still honoring the planet of Jupiter and the Gas Giants and space night here at the field. But we're going to throw it down to field level for the national anthem right now.
And the Gas Giants, in honoring America this evening, our national anthem is being performed by Angel Lopez.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous
Here's the defense this evening for the Duke Jupiter Gas Giants. In left field is Andreas.
Welcome to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. We're actually the Jupiter Gas Giants here tonight as we are celebrating Space Night at the ballpark. On the hill for the Gas Giants is Holt Jones. He's a righty. 1-1 on the season, 4.50 ERA from Greenwich, Connecticut, and played college ball in Kentucky. So we have Holt Jones on the hill for the Jupiter Gas Giants. Opposing him for the St. Lucie Mets is the righty Christian Scott. Scott is from right down the street, you know, on 95 Coconut Creek, Florida, and he played college ball for the University of Florida. So I'm sure Christian Scott, we'll find some Gator uniforms and, you know, a lot of Gator T-shirts and people wearing those. As we've seen all series here, because there's a couple of Gators that play on these teams. So we're talking about the Florida Gators. So I bet Christian Scott has some really, you know, big fan group here from being not too far away and from South Florida and then playing for the Florida Gators. But as we take a look for the visiting Mets, the lineup reads as such. Leading things off, batting 307 is the center fielder, Alex Ramirez. Then it's the catcher, Jose Rivera. He's batting 215. The shortstop, Junior Tillian, will bat in the three spot, batting 282. And cleaning things up for the Mets is William Lugo, the third baseman. Stanley Consuegra, the left fielder, will bat in the five spot for St. Lucie. The right fielder, Carlos Dominguez, will follow him. And then in the 7, 8, 9 spots, it's Jack Thomas Wool, the first baseman. Rollo Barra-Cierta, the designated hitter, batting 303 through 30 games. And then Albert Suarez, the second baseman, will round things off in the lineup for the Mets. So it's Ramirez, Rivera, Tillian, Lugo, Consuegra, Dominguez, Wool, Barra-Cierta, and Suarez. Receiving Jones is Cameron Barstead at first base. For the Gas Giants, it's Zach Zubia. Jose Salas is at second. Khalil Watson at short. Ian Lewis is playing third base. Santos, Allen, and Caballero are left to right in the outfield. So we're set for the first pitch, delivered by Jones. Upstairs he goes. There's a swing and a miss. Ramirez at the plate. The center fielder batting 307. The pitch up in the air to the right side. That one will go out of play. I'm sure we're going to have some balls. We've had some home runs in this series that will be blasting off out into space here. We'll see who hits the longest one. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Holt's got Ramirez, and Ramirez goes down swinging. That'll bring up Rivera, the catcher, batting 215. Through 28 games, he has 17 hits. One of those, a home run, and he's driven in 5 runs this season. Tillian on deck. So the Gas Giants, the Hammerheads, as the pitch is delivered, that is right at the belt and catches the outside part of the plate. Today we want to remind you that it is the umps calling the balls and strikes, but the challenge system is in place. So the pitcher, hitter, and catcher can challenge the umpire's call using the ABS system, the automatic balls and strikes. One ball and one strike, and all they have to do is tap their head, and then the signal is sent to the umpire in his earpiece. It will tell him if it's a ball or strike. And then if the, here we go, we got our first challenge, the tap on the head. Right now it's 1-2.
Ball's overturned, counts down 2-1.
And that was overturned, so it's 2-1. So as long as whoever challenges it does win the challenge, then they keep 3 challenges each on each team. If they lose the challenge, well, then they're at that one challenge right there. If they lose that, then they will lose one of their 3 challenges. So they only have 3 throughout the game. The one thing is the coaches want to get involved. These guys are so young and haven't, you know, ever experienced a system like this where they actually get to challenge the calls and challenge the umpire. So it would be nice to have the managers and coaches, they think, to be, you know, involved a little bit in this. And so they don't lose it because they only have 3. You know, you don't want to lose it late in the game where you could really use it and it can make a difference. But that will be a ball delivered by Jones, and Rivera will take the free pass and head to first base. Junior Tillian, the shortstop, will step in. He's batting 282. Pop up. Jones is looking at it, but calling everyone off as Watson. He has to shuffle back a little bit to his left, but he makes the grab with a couple of hops. The wind is blowing out in right, so that means in left. It's swirling around a little, but it's hard to recognize what it's doing in left all the time because it's not doing the same thing that it's doing in right field, as we can see all the flags blowing out in right now. We do have a partly cloudy day here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Throw over to first base to catch the runner. He gets back in time. That's Rivera. He only has one stolen base on the season. That is another rule that we've been using the past couple of seasons, that the pitcher can only throw over twice in an at-bat, and if he throws over the third time, he better get the runner. Otherwise, the runner does get to advance a base. Pitch delivered. It's a strike. 0-1 the count with two outs. Lugo at the plate. There's a fly ball to right with the wind blowing out, and it's going, and it is gone. That's a blast off the bat of William Lugo. He's leading the team now with 19 home runs, but actually that's his fourth of the season. It's a two-run blast, and you've got to watch out for this Mets team because they like to jump ahead, and even if they don't, they find a way to score runs, and they do it right here in the first, a two-run home run off the bat of William Lugo.
From San Diego, Dominican Republic, Stanley, and Swick Run.
Stanley Consuegra at the plate for the Mets, coming in with an average of .249 and four home runs on the season.
So Consuegra from the right side has an open stance. Jones delivers, breaking ball inside at the hands and misses. So Rivera walked, and that proved to be detrimental because with Lugo coming up to the plate, it wasn't just a solo shot, but a two-run home run that gives the Mets the early 2-0 lead here in the top of the first. Three balls, no strikes, two down. Consuegra at the plate. The pitch, and that one's way upstairs and actually gets by the catcher, Barstead. So another walk delivered by Jones.
That'll bring up Carlos Dominguez for the St. Lucie Mets at the plate.
So Jones, 6'8", 235. He's a righty here for the Gas Giants, 23 years of age. Drafted last year by the Marlins in the 14th round out of Kentucky. The first pitch delivered to Dominguez is a ball inside, 1-0 the count. Dominguez batting .256 on the season, 5 doubles, 13 home runs, and 33 runs batted in. Fastball swing and a miss, 1-1. Here on Space Night, the Hammerheads are being called the Gas Giants, and they're wearing special jerseys. They look like they're black, brown, shaded with orange. The throw to second base as the runner goes. Tag applied, and it's not in time as the umpire on the base pass, Nelson Fraley, gives the safe sign. Garrett Griffith is the umpire behind the plate. So it's stolen base for Consuegra. That is his fifth stolen base on the season. He's actually been caught 4 times. And that one was a close play there at second base. Holtz 1-1 on the season, as I mentioned, as the ball hits the bag, goes into left field. Lewis falls down as he tried to get the ball behind the bag and on a bounce, and then realized it was going to be diverted the opposite way that he was going. So he slipped there by third base, and that allows Consuegra to score. What an odd play there, Sean, that the ball not hit too hard. It looked like Lewis, who can play almost every position here, he's been doing a lot of second base and third base back and forth, looked like he would make that easy play. It wasn't a hard hit, but then hitting the bag the way it did, it went the opposite way that Lewis thought, and then he just couldn't, redirect his body that way and just, slid to the ground.
Yeah, it looks like an error on the Jupiter Hammerheads. Looked like he just missed it as it flew right past him. I know he wished he could take that one back.
So we'll have a little meeting on the mound. The infield in. Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach for the Gas Giants, talks things over because right now, Holtz really going through the whole lineup here just in the first inning. It's not an easy inning here for Holtz. That'll be an infield, or actually just a base hit. I was going to say infield, but actually it went into left field. So that's a base hit for Dominguez as he drives in the third run of the ball game for the Mets. So Ramirez struck out to lead things off, but Rivera walked, Tillian popped up. Lugo, two-run home run over the right field wall. Consuegra rocked, stole a base, put himself in scoring position as Dominguez, a base hit to left, bounces off the bag, stays fair, and that drives in another run. Three runs here for the Mets as Jack Thomas Wold will step in. It's a righty-on-lefty matchup. The kick, the pitch, and that one misses upstairs, so 1-2 the count.
Two outs for St. Lucie right now, so they do have to be careful. With one runner on base, it looks like they're still in good position to score again. Big swing and a miss by Wold.
Yeah, Wold swings and misses to leave Dominguez stranded. Helps get Holtz and the Gas Giants out of this inning, but not before the Mets score three runs, take over the lead on just a couple of hits. No errors, one man left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first. First up for the Gas Giants, the Hammerheads, it's Watson, Salas, and Lewis.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the bottom of the first. The Gas Giants are down by three. It's a 3-0 ball game in favor of the Mets. Khalil Watson at the plate. It's a righty on lefty matchup as Scott delivers to Watson. Three balls and a strike. Falling Watson is Salas and then Lewis. So it's Christian Scott on the hill. He's 1-0, 5.93 ERA in five games. He's only started one of those, so this is his second start here with the St. Lucie Mets. In 13 2/3 innings pitched, he's allowed 12 walks, 9 earned runs, but has struck out 22 and walked only 6. Opponents batting 245 against the Coconut Creek. That's Florida here, just down south. Native, so Christian Scott, we also mentioned in the pregame show how he is from the University of Florida. We've got some Gator fans in attendance. I'm sure we'll hear some cheers for Christian Scott. But right now we have the Gas Giants, and everyone's cheering for Khalil Watson. As Khalil Watson will take this pitch, and unfortunately it's a strike, so he will go down looking and go back to the dugout. That'll bring up Jose Salas. Salas batting 240 on the season, 9 doubles, 3 triples, a couple of home runs. This is Salas's 48th game with Jupiter. He'll also bat from the left side, the switch hitting second baseman, as he faces the righty. First pitch, strike delivered. The 0-1 pitch will be placed into right field for a base hit, so Salas is aboard with one out. Jose went 1-for-4 yesterday, hit a double to right, drove in a run in the eighth inning.
That'll bring up Ian Lewis to bat.
The day before, in game 3, Salas tripled. And he picked up a couple of hits in game 2, so he's on a little hit streak right now. Salas at first base with Ian Lewis at the plate, the third baseman, batting 308 through 24 games. Lewis' first pitch delivered goes foul to the left side. Receiving Scott is Jose Rivera. He is behind the plate catching Scott. Jack Thomas Wold at first. Albert Suarez at second. Junior Tillian at short. William Lugo playing third base for the St. Lucie Mets today. From left to right in the outfield, it's Stanley Consuegra, Alex Ramirez, and Carlos Dominguez. The sun has decided to peek out behind the clouds. It is really bright on the field. Runner going, throw right on the money. But Salas will be safe. Great job by Salas. That's his 11th stolen base on the season. He's hit double digits and has the double one, so 11 stolen bags for Salas, and he's only been caught once before. Ian Lewis now has Salas in scoring position with a 2-1 count. Lewis has driven in 13 this season. The pitch upstairs, swing and a miss. Right on the hands of Lewis. He was late on that, couldn't time it up. So 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wind still blowing out in right field, but the sun is out now. Chopper, right side, easy swing, picked up by the first baseman. Throw to first, covering the bag is Scott, and Lewis is retired as he grounds out to first. That's a 3-1 play if you're scoring at home, but a great productive at bat as Salas advances to third base on the ground ball. So with 2 down, that'll bring up Brady Allen, the center fielder. He's batting 251 on the season, 8 doubles, 2 triples, 6 home runs, and is driven in 32. So the cleanup hitter at the plate, batting from the right side. The pitch inside is a ball right there at the belt, but too far inside on Allen. Brady has a runner. That's Salas at third to drive in with 2 outs. The Mets have the 3-0 advantage early here in the first. Breaking ball to the outside part of the plate, swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Sean, I noticed that up on the board, they're not putting the stats for each player here with the Gas Giants, but they are putting some trivia of Jupiter on the board for the fans. Hard hit up the middle. That will be a run for the Hammerheads. As Salas scores, claps his hands, and Allen watching as the ball comes in. He's thinking about second, but then quickly gets back to first base. So Brady Allen does his job. Base hit up the middle. Salas scores, and the Hammerheads are now down by 2 here in the first. Brady Allen with his 43rd hit on the season, driving in his 33rd run.
That'll bring up Osiris Johnson to the plate for the Hammerheads. Johnson coming in with a 187 batting average. I know he wants to bring that up today.
So Osiris Johnson at the plate. No balls, 1 strike. The righty designated hitter through 42 games has 28 hits. Scott kicks, delivers, ball coming back into the screen. As we look at the Hammerheads lineup, Khalil Watson led things off, and it was Salas Lewis and Brady Allen who is at first base and has just driven in the first run for the Hammerheads here in the first. Osiris Johnson, the designated hitter, is at the plate in the fifth spot. In the sixth spot, it'll be the first baseman, Zach Zubia. Then in 7, 8, and 9, Barstead, Caballero, and Santos. So Watson, Salas Lewis, Allen, Johnson, Zubia, Barstead, Caballero, and Santos. No balls, two strikes, two outs. The kick, the pitch, swing and a miss. And Johnson will go down swinging and leave Allen stranded at first base. But not before the Hammerheads can pick up their first run of the ball game on two hits, no errors, one man left on base. So we go to the second with St. Lucie leading the Gas Giants 3-1. It'll be Barcierta, Suarez, and Ramirez after this. You're listening to the Jupiter Gas Giants Network.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top of the second. You're listening to the Jupiter Gas Giants Radio Network. Lisa and Sean here on the mic at the plate. It's Raul Barcierta, the designated hitter for the Mets, batting 303. In 30 games, Barcierta has 33 hits. Holt Jones working on Barcierta here. Foul ball to the right side, 2-1 the count. Holt, as we mentioned, he's looking for his second win of the season. He's 2-1, 4.50 ERA in two games. He has started both of those. So this is his third start of the season with Jupiter. Before today, 10 innings of work, 9 hits, 5 earned runs. Struck out 11 in those 10 innings, walked only 2, opponents batting 231. So now Jones, he struggled a little bit through the first as he saw 7 hitters for the Mets. He's working on hitter number 8 right here in the second. 3 balls, 2 strikes, ball up in the air, walking, just walking and watching it is Barcierta as liftoff. That one is going to the moon, way over the left field wall. Barcierta picks up his 4th home run. That's a solo shot over the left field wall. And that'll be a 6 RBI. And once again, the Hammerheads are down by 3. It's a 4-1 ball game in favor of the Mets. Off the bat of Barcierta.
Up next for the St. Lucie Mets, it'll be Albert Suarez coming in with an average of .067 and just 1 RBI on the season.
So coming into this game after his 2 games of work, Jones gave up 2 home runs. Now he's doubled that. He has given up 2 home runs. here in today's game just through two innings. The first home run to Lugo in the first was a two-run shot over the right field wall. Got a little help by that wind blowing out. Barra Sierta, there was no wind help, and that ball went way beyond the wall in left field. That was a solo shot right before Suarez here, who's at the plate, the second baseman, batting 0-6-7. This is his 14th game with the Mets. Hard hit, right side, sliding after, diving after it is Zubia from his seating position and then trying to get up, but then from his knees, he throws over to first. Jones covering the bag just in time. Zubia, he did not want that ball to get into right field. He just jumped on it as quickly as possible and kind of trapped it with his body. And I can't believe he slid, dove. He was sitting on the ground, and I don't see any dirt on him. On his white pants, they still look white.
Yeah, I think it got all on his jersey.
He was on his back too, right? I know he's got the Gas Giants logo the way it is. It looks like a swirl on the front, but he's got a swirl on the back. I don't know if that's part of the Gas Giants space or the dirt from the Dean here. The ball's going out of play. So there is one down as Suarez grounds out. We're back up to the top of the order. Alex Ramirez. Two strikes on the center fielder who struck out back in the first. Pitch delivered. One ball and two strikes with one down. It's really hard to describe. It's hard to see. I know we put it on Twitter and on social media to actually see the jersey that Jupiter is wearing today. That'll drop into right field, rounding first, heading to second. A stand-up double for Alex Ramirez. That's his 12th double on the season.
That'll bring up Jose Rivera, the catcher.
So, Sean, can you see? I know it's kind of like a black. It looks like a black jersey from here. The orange goes around as far as the neck, you know, the collar and the sleeves. There's like orange band. Then I know it's in the middle there. I'm not sure if it says Gas Giants Jupiter. It's really hard to see from here. We'll have to look at a picture online. But you, our fans and everyone listening, go online and look too. And then it has, you know, the space kind of Odyssey look on the front. And that goes along with their white pants, the white home pants. A lot of the infield likes to wear their pants up high to show the solid black socks. Zubia, though, he's all white. White front, you know, white pants, white spikes, everything white from the belt on down.
Very nice jerseys, though, for the Hammerheads.
They'll be auctioned off after the game. I love what they used to do. I don't know if they're doing it this year or not, but they used to auction off the jerseys, and then the fans could get them right away. And have the guys, they could take a picture with the players. They had them sign their jerseys. So, and they got to meet the players. So that was really cool. You know, things changed though with COVID and our missed season, the pandemic. But, and then also, so then check online. I can see right now it says Jupiter with, and Jupiter in block letters outlined in orange on the front of the jersey there. As we see one of the staff members wearing it right in front of us. So she's closer. So we're able to see what the jersey really looks like. It's a really nice jersey, especially if you're a fan, you know, of not only the Jupiter team here, but of space. Three balls, no strikes, pitch, fouls to the left side, the little tapper. Hammerheads have their black caps on. The Mets, they're wearing their road grays. One game, I think it was Wednesday, they had their orange jerseys, but ever since then, they've been wearing their gray tops, gray bottoms. Says St. Lucia across their chest in the royal blue outlined by orange. There goes the runner, the throw to third, not in time. Even has Lewis falling down as he tries to tag out the runner. That's Ramirez, but he will pick up a stolen base, his eighth of the season. So with only one out, the Mets have a runner at third base, and actually that will be ball four, so Rivera will walk once again. Taking a look at Holt this season, we mentioned that he has two starts, this season. One has been against Clearwater in May, the other against the Cardinals here in June. Picked up the win in May against Clearwater, then the loss, his most recent outing. First time that he was out on the hill. Pitched six innings of work, allowed a couple of hits, no runs. Struck out three, did not even walk a batter either in those six innings of work. His last outing, struggled a little bit on the hill against the Cardinals here at the Dean. Pitched four innings, allowed seven hits, five runs, all earned, couple of home runs. Walked a couple, but struck out eight. Throw to third. And the runner is caught. The pitch was made to home. It was a strike. Then the throw immediately, Barstad to Lewis, and they caught Ramirez at third base, so he will retreat to the dugout. That is a big out. Now there's two outs with Rivera on second because it was a double steal, then Rivera going to second base on that throw over to third. Here's the 0-1 at the belt for the strike. Junior Tillian at the plate, batting 278 right now. Tillian, swing, pop up, right side, over in foul territory, to the right of the line. Zubia easily makes the catch, and that will end the inning, but not before the Mets tack on one more run, a solo home run off the bat of Barrasier to the number eight hitter in the lineup. So 4-1 is the score. The Mets are on top. The Gas Giants will bring up Zubia, Barstad, and Caballero. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back in the bottom of the second. First up for the Hammerheads, the first baseman, Zach Zubia. On the hill is Christian Scott. He delivers a strike to Zubia. Barstad and Caballero will follow. Zubia batting 228 right now this season. This is his 45th game. Has five doubles, four homers, and has driven in 14. 1-1 the count. Boy, I just got a really... hot air coming up here. Is that off the Gas Giants? We have it cool in the booth at 70. I know it's humid outside. I sat down, got up, and just felt like a gust
of hot air
coming up. It's got to be from the Gas Giants. I can tell. You can see the fans. They have their programs, and they actually have some fans, I think, that were given out. And they're fanning themselves. Pop up in foul territory. Looks like the first baseman will run out of room as the ball pops into the green seats. So that will return Zubia back to the plate. Let's see. Let's give you some of these trivia as Zubia, instead of his stats up on the board, it says Jupiter is a failed star and made of roughly 90% hydrogen. Well, that's not nice, calling Jupiter a failed star, right?
I think it's a fact, though.
The poor Jupiter. I thought Pluto was the one that was getting the short stick there. Now it's not even a planet, right? I don't know. We go back and forth, poor Pluto. And then now we're just calling Jupiter a failed star. Here's the 2-2. Upstairs, did he go around? Home plate umpire Griffin getting some help from Fraley on the base pass. He said no, he didn't. So Zubia, full count. Zubia's not going to fail here. Payoff pitch. At the knees, right down Broadway, and Zubia is frozen at the plate. So he'll go down looking. There's one down. That'll bring up Cameron Barstead, the catcher. He's batting 215 this season through 27 games. He has 20 hits. Barstead had the day off yesterday, but the night before in Game 3, what a night Barstead had at the plate. He was 4-for-4, 3 singles and 1 double, and he scored a run. Fortunately, Jupiter lost that game, but boy, Cameron was great at the plate. It's a righty and lefty matchup. Wide of the plate here, so 2 balls and no strikes to the catcher. All right, let's see, what is the trivia for Jupiter now? Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system. All right, so we've gone from a failed star. You're not a failure anymore because you're the biggest planet. Ground ball to the shortstop, easy throw to first, and that will retire Barstead as he grounds out to short, 6-3 if you're scoring at home. So now Jupiter, the biggest planet, doesn't have to have that failure label, right?
Interesting facts about the planets, though.
It is, here with Caballero at the plate, the right fielder. Righty on righty matchup, Jupiter has the strongest magnetic field. So another positive there for Jupiter.
Only positive facts about it.
Now we'll see, are they going to change them, you know, each time the player comes up to the plate, or does the same fact, we'll have to remember which fact goes with each one, you know, are they going to keep putting the same facts up, hoping the fans are tuning in, right, and watching and taking, you know, maybe they're not always watching on the board, so keep it throughout. We'll see as it goes through the order here. The 0-2 pitch, Caballero goes after this pitch. It's a fastball on the outside part of the plate, and he swings and misses. So Scott picks up a couple of strikeouts here. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We'll go to the top of the third here at the Dean, and it's a 4-1 ball game in favor of the Mets. You're listening to the Jupiter Gas Giants Radio Network.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top of the third inning. Lisa Pride alongside Sean Tomlinson on the mic. My co-pilot here. Where are we blasting off to? We've counted down, and hey, we're going to Jupiter, right? I guess we're here already. At the plate with Holt Jones on the hill is William Lugo, who swings and misses. 1-2 the count to the third baseman. I know Holt's really wants to go after Lugo right here. Has to pitch him carefully, though, as Lugo had a 2-run home run back in the first. This time, Jones mixes things up, and even with the ball in the dirt, he swings and misses. So this time around, Jones wins the round against Lugo.
That'll bring up Stanley Consuega up to bat for the St. Lucie Mets, coming in with an average of 249 on the season.
So Consuegra at the plate. He walked back in the first, went around to score off the bat of Dominguez, who drove him in after he stole a base. 0-1 the count to Consuegra. The Mets are led by their manager, Robbie Robinson. He's coaching third base right now. Hard hit grounder that gets by Lewis into left field, rounding first base and headed for second. The throw won't be in time, and that's a stand-up double. Loses helmet for Consuegra, and he looks like he has some words there for Salas, who's standing with his back to Stanley at second. I don't know. These Mets are, like, fired up. That home run that Barrasierta just stood and watched and slowly walked to first base and then started jogging, and now the Mets a little jawing there.
They're either having confidence
or having some fun out there. I mean, these guys know each other. We played the Mets so many times because we're in the same division, let alone playing them six games straight every series. So there is probably a lot of jawing going on. A lot of fun, hopefully, you know, out there. Right now, I don't think the Gas Giants are having fun, you know, on the losing end. But hopefully they'll change that up in the bottom half of this inning.
Carlos Dominguez at the plate for the St. Lucie Mets.
Yeah, Dominguez. He's not a bat to be taken lightly. Base hit to left. Back in the first to drive in the third run of the ball game for the Mets. Dominguez has 13 home runs on the season. That's a big number. Playing around with Holt at second base is Consuegra. He likes to go back and forth and kind of challenge the pitcher, but Holt's not going for it. He looks the runner back, then delivers. 1-1 the count with one down.
Holt Jones, just over 50 pitches on the day. 29 strikeouts.
Here's the pitch, and that one misses. 2-1 the count.
Consuegra still threatening on second for the Mets as Holt gets the pitch.
Jones delivers and misses outside, so three balls and a strike to Dominguez. Infielders are playing straight away, all on the dirt at mid-level depth. Outfielders also straight away to the righty at the plate. Dominguez has a big bat at the plate. Here's the 3-1 pop-up right side. Actually, it's coming back here behind the plate. Cameron throws away his mask and gets right underneath it to make the grab. So that is a big out there for the Gas Giants, getting Dominguez out, because he, you never know what he can do. Like I said, he has 13 home runs, 5 doubles. He's driven in 34 now. Big out as he pops out behind the backstop to the catcher.
That'll bring up Jack Thomas Wohl in the lineup, coming in with a 214 batting average at the plate for the St. Lucie Mets.
So Wohl batting from the left side. He's a lefty in the lineup here, which is unusual. There are so many righties in the lineup for the Mets. Jack Thomas is the lefty, though, as the ball gets by the catcher. Keeps the runner, though, at second base. The Mets don't have Consuegra running at all. One ball, no strikes, as Cameron hurried up and got to the ball that got by him. Here's the 1-0 pop-up. This will stay in the infield. Zubia calling for it, but Salas comes over, and Zubia backs him off and calls him off, rather, and Zubia will make the grab as Wold pops up to the first baseman. That will leave Consuegra stranded at second. So no runs on one hit, no errors, one man left on base. We'll go to the home half of the third. It'll be Santos and then back up to the top of the order with Watson and Salas. Hammerheads are down by three. It's a 4-1 ball game in favor of the Mets. You're listening to the Jupiter Gas Giants Radio Network.
Spectrum Voice is a good time.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Bottom of the third, 4-1 ball game in favor of St. Lucie. They're the division leading team here in the East, just on top of Jupiter. Santos at the plate, batting from the left side. Righty on lefty matchup, pitch right down the middle there, and Santos doesn't pull the trigger, so no balls and two strikes to the left fielder.
Christian Scott coming up on 40 pitches on the day.
21. Scott delivers. And it goes into the dirt. So 1-2 the count. So the trivia up on the board for Santos is Jupiter has 79 moons and counting in its orbit. Boy, that's a lot of moons. We only have one here. Pop up. Backpedaling is the shortstop. He's calling off the outfielders. And he will make the grab. That's Chilean out in short left field. Ramirez and Tillian hug there, the center fielder and shortstop. So Santos is retired as he pops up in short left.
That'll bring up Khalil Watson at the top of the order for the Mets.
Khalil Watson going after the first pitch. He slams his bat down on the dirt by the plate because he just missed that pitch as it went out of play. So 0-1 the count. One out. Watson struck out looking back in the first. Off the end of the bat to the left side. That might drop in and it does. Valiant effort by the left fielder Consuegra. Rounding first, heading to second. Rounding second. He's caught up in the middle between second and third. But quickly, Watson goes back to second base, dives in. This helmet is in short right field right now. It came off of his head as he was running to second base and then rolled into right field. So Nate Michaelis, the defensive coach who is coaching first base, will pick up the helmet. And Watson, he is leaning down in a lunge. I think he needs a breath. That was a great hit, though, off the bat of Khalil Watson. It was an outside pitch, and he hit it off the end of his bat to left. It was a very tough play for Consuegra in left field. It looked like it would drop in for a sure base hit, but Consuegra dove after it, and it bounced right by him. So then he had to go chasing after it. Watson still, he's at second base right now, actually on the base, but has both hands on both of his knees as he leans over.
Yeah, really using that speed to create a play for the Hammerheads.
That's Watson's ninth double on the season. Showing bunt and bunting it is solace. It's right at the plate, picked up by the catcher, throw to first base. It's in time, but that'll be a sacrifice bunt as Watson is moved over to third base on the bunt. So great job by Solace to lay down the bunt and move Watson over to third. A little bit of small ball here as Jupiter has to figure out a way to get some runs. Ian Lewis will step up to the plate now with two outs and Watson at third base.
Looks like the Hammerheads have to be careful here. Do not want to get out here without scoring.
Lewis grounded out to first. There goes Watson. He is halfway home and then retreats. Pitch delivered. It's a strike. Lewis isn't too happy about that. Well, 8 spacecrafts have visited the gas giant. I think we're going through the same ones now. I thought I saw that one before. We didn't tell our listeners yet, so we'll go through them again with them. Inside at the hands, a swing and a miss. So no balls and 2 strikes as the sun starts to peek out a little bit. It's setting on the left side of the diamond. Watson still catching his breath as he leans on his knees once again. Now back to third, touch the bag. Talk things over with the manager for Jupiter. That's Angel Espada. The pitching coach is Glenn Dishman, hitting coach Ty Hawkins, and the defensive coach, Nate Michaelis. Here comes Watson. Scott just staring him down. There comes Watson for the stolen base. He slides in. Does he get in? He's safe. Watson is safe, even with the throw coming before Watson got there. Now, both the catcher and Scott. Scott was the first one, though, to touch his cap. He wants that pitch to be challenged because he believes that was the third strike. So the ball was actually thrown. Is it a strike or not? The challenge is applied. Will Watson have gotten the stolen base and scored? We will see. It is a strike. So that pitch thrown was a strike. That run will not count. Oh, the challenge to the system does not go in favor of the Jupiter Gas Giants here today. Espada is walking over to the home plate umpire, Garrett Griffith, to talk things over. So now on the board, it's a 4-1 ball game still in favor of the Mets. What an effort by Watson to steal home and actually make it around the tag that was applied, because the throw from the pitcher, Christian Scott, was there before Watson got there, and he just squeaked his way around the catcher. But the throw that came in, the pitch that came in, was contested and challenged, and it was a strike. That was the third strike on Ian Lewis, and that ends the inning. He races the stolen base, the run, everything. So we head to the top of the fourth, 4-1 in favor of the Mets. You're listening to the Jupiter Gas Giants Radio Network.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back here to the Dean. Boy, we had some fireworks going on, some excitement here in the bottom of the third. Now we're at the top of the fourth. Barisierta at the plate. He hit a solo shot over the left field wall his first time up. Holt Jones working on him. He goes inside and tight. 1-2 to the designated hitter. Suarez on deck. Ramirez in the hole. Wow, Sean, can you believe that? That looked like a great stolen base for Khalil Watson. And instead, the Mets used the challenge call, and it was reversed. It wasn't a ball thrown in, and it wasn't going to be a stolen base or a scored run for the Hammerheads.
Yeah, I know the Hammerheads wish they could take that play back, but great call on the behalf of the St. Lucie Mets. And, yeah, Christian Scott really knowing his pitch and being able to get that overturned.
I'd like to see a replay on that. That's when you really wish, you know, to have plays like that, to see replays. So Barra-Cierta goes down swinging. That'll bring up the second baseman, Albert Suarez. Suarez batting from the left side. So righty on lefty matchup. One ball, no strikes. Pitch away from Suarez off the plate. So two balls, no strikes.
This will be Suarez's second time at the plate for the St. Lucie Mets.
3 straight balls after striking out Barra-Cierta. Suarez has only seen balls here in this at bat. Here's the pitch. That one's inside now. Fastball. And it gets by the catcher Barstead, but Suarez will jog down to first base. That's the 4th walk allowed by Jones here today. He has struck out 4 also. We're going back up to the top of the order. Alex Ramirez will step in. He's 1-for-2, struck out in the first, doubled in the second, picked up a stolen base too. First pitch, fastball inside, coming back into the net behind home plate. Rivera on deck with only 1 out. No balls and 1 strike to Ramirez.
Holt Jones checking his runner as the runner is safe. Suarez is able to get back to the bag. Count remains the same at 0-1, 1 out.
The pitch wide of the plate. Barstead going to first. The tag applied, not in time. They are really watching Suarez. This is only his 14th game with the Mets, and he doesn't have any stolen bases. But Jupiter is trying to get an out any way they can. So they're being extra cautious and, you know, trying to not only manufacture runs, but make outs happen too. Here's the 1-1. That one misses. 2-1 the count. In the past few games, Alex Ramirez, who's at the plate, has had at least 1 base hit in his last 3 games, including today. The throw again. The tag again applied, but quickly, even though Suarez is way off the bag, he can slide in quickly. He gets really quick back to first base, and
looks like Cameron
Barstead is right on him, too.
Ryan Barstead's throwing them fast pitches, too.
Ramirez had the night off on Wednesday as Jones looks like he walks Ramirez, but now there's a challenge. And it is upheld, so it is 4. So 2 walks after striking out Barra-Cierta. Suarez now, he can easily walk to second base and doesn't have to worry about any throws being thrown his way. So Suarez at second, Ramirez at first. Rivera will step up, and he's been walked already twice here today.
Yeah, not what the Jupiter Hammerheads want to come in to do, especially Holt Jones. 2 runners on base. I know he has to be extra careful now.
Jones delivers. That one's in the dirt. Bounces off of Barstead's glove. He immediately, though, picks it up and looks the runner back at second base. That's Suarez. At the plate, it's Rivera. Although he had 2 hits yesterday, he was 2-for-3 with a walk. Rivera had 1 hit in game 3 on Thursday. No hits the game before, so he's on a couple game hit streak. Right now he's been on base twice, but has walked both those times. 1 ball, no strikes. The pitch. That one bounces in the dirt again, gets away from Barstead. This time he's halfway to the pitching mound by the time he picks it up, and he has nowhere to throw it as each runner will advance then. So Suarez now at third and Ramirez at second. The Mets are a big running team. Once you get, you know, they get on base, they are really pushing and advancing their runners. They have 55 stolen bases on the season. 28 stolen bases by De Los Santos, and he's not even in the lineup today. So when I've watched him the last couple of games, if he's on base, he's stealing bags. He stole a base yesterday. The day before, he had 4 stolen bases. So Jupiter's lucky, the Gas Giants, that De Los Santos isn't in the game today because they're having a tough enough time keeping the runners, you know, at bay. There'll be another walk. So after striking out Barrasierta, 3 straight walks, and Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach for the Hammerheads, will go out to the mound right now to talk things over. And there is action in the bullpen. We have a lefty warming up for Jupiter. Junior Tillian will be the next batter. He's 0 for 2 today, 2 pop-ups. It seems like the Hammerheads, they get themselves in a lot of trouble here against the Mets. You know, they are a great team offensively and defensively, but at times they really do put themselves and, you know, and make trouble for themselves. And even when they, you know, offensively, the other day they had 3 times they had the bases loaded and couldn't push runners over. And then, like I said, just giving the Mets every opportunity sometimes
to score. Yeah, you got to tighten up defensively. And that's what you hope the Jupiter Hammerheads are doing as they took that little break. And Tillian up to the plate for the St. Lucie Mets.
Pitch delivered, hard hit up the middle with the infield in. Here comes a run for the Mets. That'll be Suarez. And each runner only advanced 1 base as the ball quickly got into the infield. Brady Allen was all over that. He's playing center field here today, and he got to the ball quickly and threw it in. So the Mets, even with that hard hit up the middle, it went right to Allen and would only allow 1 run to cross the plate. That was Suarez for the Mets. So the Mets, though, up 5-1 right now, and it looks like that'll be it for the pitcher Holt Jones as Angel Espada, the manager for Jupiter, goes out to the mound. So a base hit, RBI off the bat of Junior Tillian will knock Holt Jones out of the game here in the 4th. We'll be right back after this short timeout to let you know who the new reliever is in for the Gas Giants. The Mets have the 5-1 advantage here in the 4th.
Teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe.
And we're back. The new pitcher in relief of Jones is Edison Suriel, the lefty reliever. He will first face William Lugo with the bases loaded. The pitch, and that one's wide of the plate to the right-handed hitting third baseman. So 1 ball and no strikes. Lugo hit a 2-run shot over the right field wall in the 1st, and that gave the Mets the advantage right away and the confidence. They came away with that inning with 3 runs. It was a 3-0 ball game at that time. And then the Mets tacked on 1 run in the 2nd, another here in the 4th. So with only 1 out, 2 balls, no strikes here on Lugo. Infield playing in once again with the bases loaded. Suriel goes inside and misses. So three straight balls delivered to Lugo from the new reliever.
Suriel getting the pitch.
Suriel comes set, kicks, delivers right at the belts. And I'm assuming since he's still at the plate there, it's a strike called by the home plate umpire.
Bases loaded for the Mets. As Lugo lets to put this one away.
Suriel takes the signs, then sets at the belt. Looks home, kicks, delivers. On the ground, shortstop. Watson stops it as he dives to his knees. He's able to get the force out as he quickly underhands it to the second baseman. And so they'll get the force out there. The throw to first, there won't be one. A run will cross the plate, and there'll be runners at the corners now for the Mets. So with two outs, it's a 6-1 ball game now. A 5-run lead for the Mets. So Lugo is aboard on the fielder's choice. Ramirez scores. Rivera out at second base on the 6-4 putout. And Consuegra will come to the plate. Lefty on righty matchup as Suriel misses wide of the plate to the righty.
Suriel coming in with an ERA of 4.30. I know he's looking to lower that today. 23 innings pitched.
Hard grounder again to Watson. He's on his knees. I think he spent his time this whole game on his knees. Throws to second to get the put out there. And that'll do it. So that'll get the Jupiter Gas Giants out of this inning, but not before the Mets score two runs and have the 5-run advantage. We head to the home half of the fourth with Alan Johnson and Zubia coming to the plate. 6-1, Mets on top. You're listening to the Jupiter Gas Giants Radio Network.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
So the first batter at the plate for the Hammerheads, Brady Allen, gets a base hit into center. Brady's aboard for the second time tonight. He's 2-for-2. Osiris Johnson will step up. Then it's Zubia. Christian Scott remains on the hill for the St. Lucie Mets.
Christian Scott approaching 45 pitches as Johnson shows bunt.
Johnson shows bunt, pulls it back. It's a strike on Osiris. He struck out back in the first. Brady taking a short lead at first. Scott delivers wide of the plate to the right-handed hitting designated hitter. Johnson 0 for 1 here today.
Scott checking his runners.
The pitch inside, swing, and Osiris a little late on that as the ball goes into the screen behind home plate. All right, I have to get up and see with the netting here. It says Jupiter has the shortest days. One day is only 9 hours and 55 minutes. Well, in 9 hours and 55 minutes, you can only play, you know, what, maybe 3 baseball games.
Triple header.
That. Yeah. That is a short day, isn't it? 2 balls and 2 strikes to Osiris Johnson. The kick, the pitch, hard hit left side, but that will go foul into the screen right there and protecting the Hammerheads players. So right off the dugout screen, 2-2 the count. The Mets have 6 hits and 6 runs. The Gas Giants, 4 hits and 1 run. Here's the pitch. That's upstairs at the letter, so that'll miss. 3-2 the count. Osiris back again here this season with the Hammerheads. The one thing, even though he did strike out here in the first, he is cutting down on his strikeouts this season. Throw to the first base, not in time.
Christian Scott getting his pitch. Checking his runners.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the payoff pitch. Osiris hits it on the ground, scooped up by the shortstop. Throw to second, then to first. It's in time. So Johnson hits into the double play. 2 down. Zubia will step up to the plate for the Hammerheads. So a 6-4-3 double play.
Great defensive play by the St. Lucie Mets.
Zubia struck out looking his first trip up to the plate. Just missing, swing and a foul tip into the screen behind home plate. Barstack is on deck. So the Mets scored 3 in the first. 2-run shot by William Lugo helped that. Then a home run, a solo shot by Barris Sierta gave the Mets 4 runs. It was a 4-1 advantage for the Mets in the first, as in the bottom of the first, Jose Salas was aboard with a hit and Brady Allen drove him in. So a 4-1 ball game. And then in the fourth, just too many walks. 3 straight walks, a base hit, and 2 runs cross the plate in the fourth for the Mets, and now they're up 6-1. 2-1 the count here to Zubia. He stands straight up and then leans into it when the pitch comes and swings. Foul tip. So 2 balls and 2 strikes now to the first baseman. Fans here on a Saturday evening. We've got a 6 o'clock start, and it's space night. I see Hamilton R. Head. He doesn't have a Gas Giants jersey on. They need to give him something with Jupiter, the Gas Giants. I heard some fans say that, you know, they love how they're auctioning off these jerseys, but they're also asking, is there a hat? They would like a cap with the Gas Giants on it and some kind of, you know, Jupiter logo. That would be kind of cool. But I bet a lot of fans would like to pick one of those up.
Got to add that to the team store.
The payoff pitch, hard hit, liner into left center. That was right over the shortstop's head, Junior Tillian. And Zach Zubia notices that the ball's not coming in as it got by the outfielders out there in left center. And they didn't get the ball in quick enough. And Zubia will get a stand-up double with 2 outs. A good heads-up running by Zach. He definitely had a single out there. And then as he was, you know, at first base, still kind of rounding it a little bit, but slowed down, noticed that he had a chance for a second.
That'll bring up Cameron Barstead to the plate for the Jupiter Hammerheads.
Barstead batting from the left side. He grounded out back in the second. righty-lefty matchup. That ball gets by the catcher, Rivera. That's a wild pitch that'll put Zubia at third base. So the Hammerheads once again have a runner at third. They had a runner at third in the third. That was Khalil Watson, who was going to have a stolen base until the challenge was applied to the throw the pitch to home plate. And instead of a ball, it was a strike, third strike call, and Watson did not pick up the stolen base, and the Hammerheads didn't get a run. That hurt right there. That would have been a great little rally to keep things going, but right now Zubia is at third. Two outs, 0-1 count as Barstead fouls off the pitch.
Christian Scott approaching 60 pitches on the day for the St. Lucie Mets.
The pitch. Out of play to the left side. So here on Space Night, we have all kinds of activities, a VR experience, like you're in space, space artifacts. Lots of kids out here enjoying the night. During the day, this morning, here, the Hammerheads had a clinic for Play Ball Weekend. So the kids that were in attendance, and I think there was well over 100, were able to pick up some tips and have some fun playing baseball with the Jupiter players. Swing and a miss, and that will leave Zach Zubia stranded at third base. So once again, the Hammerheads unable to push a run across the plate. So no runs on two hits, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the top of the fifth, Mets still up 6-1. You're listening to the Jupiter Cast Giants Radio Network.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is...
And we're back. You can hear the chairs behind me as the Hammerheads still have Edison Suriel on the mound. Carlos Dominguez, hard hit to Lewis at third base. Throw brought Zubia off first base. He had to jump up, but still he was able to plant his foot on the bag with the ball before Dominguez. So Carlos Dominguez is retired as he grounds out to third. One down, that'll bring up Jack Thomas Wold. First pitch, pop up left side, and twisting and turning is Lewis. He makes the grab in short left field. So Wold is retired as he pops up to Lewis. Ian getting a lot of work over there at third base. As I mentioned before, he moves around between second and third. Yesterday he played second base. The game before he was at third and then back at second again in game two. So just back and forth. It's really Khalil, Salas, and Lewis that kind of move around between second, short, and third base. And then often one of them will be the designated hitter too. One ball, no strikes to Barra-Sierta. Suriel delivers right on the outside part of the plate for strike one. 1-1 the count. Balls and one strike here to Barra-Sierta. Make it four now as Barra-Sierta will head to first base. So with two down, the designated hitter is at first. Albert Suarez will step up to the plate, the second baseman batting from the left side. Wood and Suarez are the only lefties in the lineup here for the Mets. Suarez is 0-for-1 today, grounded out in the second, walk, scored a run in the fourth. Fastball upstairs, swing and a miss, and the ball pops off of Suarez's head. He's laughing a little bit. I don't know, these helmets are just flying off these guys this series. Somebody needs to... Maybe the equipment manager needs to make sure these helmets are fitting these guys. Looks like it's a balk, though, and that will put Barra-Sierta at second base. Edison's not too happy, talking to the umpires and, you know, motioning with his hands. Like, you know, are you sure? He really doesn't think that he balked at all there. He'll have to settle back in, though, from the stretch. The kick pop up into short center field. In comes Allen, and he will make the grab on the run. So that will erase the balk, and it'll leave Barra-Sierta stranded, but no run score on no hits, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the home half of the fifth. Caballero, Santos, and Watson for Jupiter as the Gas Giants are down by 5-6-1. The Mets are on top. You're listening to the Jupiter Gas Giants Radio Network.
If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day. Yay! Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Yay! Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Caballero at the plate. Here's the pitch. Off the end of the bat to the right side. In comes the right fielder. But that'll drop in for a base hit. So Caballero is aboard with a base hit to right. Jorge is 1-for-2 today. That'll bring up the left fielder Santos, who popped up back in the third. To one ball game in favor of the Mets. Santos at the plate. Anuedis 0-for-1. The lefty has five doubles, a couple of triples. Hard hit. Oh, and down on the ground. Tillian dives, and from a seated position, looks like he's crisscross applesauce out there. He actually is kind of holding his backside, but he stopped the ball and got the force out at second base. So Santos, fielder's choice, he's at first, but Caballero out at second. 6-4 play. One down, we're back up to the top of the order. Khalil Watson steps in. He is all dirty as he's been diving, sliding, doing everything he can on the base pass and in the shortstop position. So defensively, Watson has been stopping a lot of balls at the plate. He has a double today. He's 1-for-2. Struck out looking in the first, but doubled in the third. Here he pops out of play. 1-1 the count with one down. Christian Scott so far through 4 1/3 innings has given up 5 hits, but only 1 run it's earned. He has not walked a batter yet tonight and has struck out 6. Watson checking his bat for cracks. He leans down, taps his bat while he lunges, taps his bat on the plate, then he wiggles it and is ready in his stance. But the throw goes over to first base to try and keep Santos honest there at first. 2 balls and a strike with 1 out. Jupiter's giant red spot is a planet-sized storm. Hard hit on the ground, up the middle. It hit the mound first, then went into center. And Santos, with his speed, he doesn't just take second base, but he heads to third base, never stopping from first. So good job of running by Santos to put himself at third base, Watson at first. Runners at the corners here for the Hammerheads with only 1 out.
That'll bring up Jose Salas in the order for the Jupiter Hammerheads, the second baseman.
Salas comes to the plate batting from the left side. He is 1-for-1 today with a sacrifice bunt. Stolen base, went around to score the one and only run of the ballgame for Jupiter. Here's the pitch at the belt, but outside. So 1 ball and no strikes. Once again, Jupiter has 7 hits. They have more hits than the Mets. And this has happened in more than one game this series where the Gas Giants, the Hammerheads, have a lot of hits, but not any runs to show for it. So 7 hits with only 1 run here today, while the Mets have 6 hits and 6 runs. And all 6 of those runs are earned. 2 balls, no strikes here to Watson.
Yeah, definitely some better defense by the Hammerheads to try to get that hit run ratio back up to speed.
So Scott misses away. 3-0 the count.
Runners threatening for the Hammerheads as we have runners on first and third.
The 3-0, Watson just stands there with his bat to his side, and the called strike goes against Khalil here. So 3-1, he wasn't even going to swing at that. I don't even know if he was ready. We do have the pitch clock here. That kind of speeds things up, throw to first base, and this time Khalil gets back safely. So Solace at the plate. I think I said Khalil, but it's Jose at the plate right now. Three balls and a strike. The throw home, that's a strike. So Solace with three balls has now allowed two strikes, two across the plate. On the board, it says a year on Earth equals 12 years on Jupiter. That's because their day is only 9 hours and 55 minutes, right? Ground ball could be trouble. The spin move by Albert Suarez to throw out Solace at first, but that will push a run across the plate, and the Gas Giants have two on the board now. So Solace with the ground out, but pushes across Santos to score here in the fifth as Watson advances to second base. That was a tough play by the second baseman for the Mets, Suarez. The ball hit to him. It could have went into right field, though. Spun around and made the throw to first. Here's a tough one, but right off the mound comes Scott, and he makes the clean, easy play as he steps on first base. He just keeps running into the dugout after that, but that wasn't an easy play either off the bat of Lewis. First pitch to him, and Scott just went with it as the ball was hit to the right side and was able to make the play all by himself. So the Hammerheads pick up one run here in the fifth. It's not enough, though, as Jupiter is down by four. We head to the top of the sixth. You're listening to the Jupiter Gas Giants Radio Network.
Today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
So we're back at it here in the top of the sixth. Sean went down, got some popcorn and refreshments. He couldn't even wait for the seventh inning stretch, right? You couldn't wait. Smells so good. I love when you get that popcorn and bring it up here. So we have no balls and a strike to the leadoff hitter for the Mets. We're back up to the top of the order. It's Alex Ramirez. Oh, now no balls and two strikes as the pitch is delivered. But it does. It smells so good. I like that popcorn. We were just talking, and I said that they should do like they do in the movies. If you're going to get that big bowl of popcorn, the big bucket, they should let you have free refills, right?
I wish. Roger Dean.
We'll plug it out there. One and two, the count to Ramirez. Mets up 6-2. Soriel came in relief and remains in the ball game. Goes inside and misses low. 2-2, the count. Infielders and outfielders all playing straight away. Sun is setting. It's poking through a little bit of the clouds. It's actually reflecting out in right field. Swing and a miss. So Ramirez goes down swinging for the second time tonight. And that is the first strikeout victim for Suriel tonight.
That'll bring up Jose Rivera, the catcher, coming in with a .215 batting average.
Yeah, Rivera at the plate. Lefty and righty matchup. Rivera wiggling his bat. Here's the pitch. That goes inside and low. So 1-0 right now with one out to Rivera. Rivera has walked every single time that he has come to the plate. He now has 28 walks on the season. 36 strikeouts. Challenge call right there. It's a strike. So the ball's overturned, the call by the umpire, and it goes as a strike. 1-1 the count. Stadium lights look like they are on as the sun, as I said, starting to set. It's not really dark yet here at the ballpark, though. A little bit of light. The sun came through some clouds and was pretty bright for a little bit, but it's been mostly, you know, cloudy here at the ballpark. Two balls and a strike, definitely hot with the and humid as I see the fans waving their fans. And there is a breeze, but it's blowing out. It always feels good when it's blowing in. That refreshes the fans. When it's blowing out, nobody's getting a breeze. Not unless you're out, you know, behind the outfield wall. Two balls, two strikes. The kick, the pitch. Off the end of the bat, that'll drop in for a base hit. Could be a little more trouble, though. But tracking it down is Caballero, and he quickly gets it in. So Jorge out there played the ball well, and that will keep Rivera with just the base hit at first base.
That'll bring up Junior Tillian.
Junior Tillian will step in. He's 1-for-3. He popped up twice. And then a base hit, RBI in the fourth.
Tillian with a .284 batting average. 6 home runs on the season.
Here's the pitch. Ball in the air. Going back is the left fielder, Santos. Back to the wall. And that one has cleared the wall in left field. So that's 3 home runs here tonight off the bat of the Mets hitters. It'll be a 2-run shot. And the Mets, I think they just want to clinch right here and take first place and head to the playoffs.
You can see why they're in first.
They are just killing it right now here tonight. That was a blast off the bat of Junior Tillian, who now has 7 home runs and 23 runs batted in.
That'll bring up William Lugo.
Lugo to the right side, going back to the wall, leaping up is Caballero, and he makes the grab. So the right fielder for the Jupiter Hammerheads is able to track down that long fly ball off the bat of Lugo. With a little leap, he pulls it in. And now there's 2 outs here for the Mets. Stanley Consuegra will step up to the plate.
Great defensive play by the Hammerheads. Just what they needed to try to stay in this game and not let the Mets take control of the scoreboard on them.
So Consuegra, first pitch. That's a deep fly ball. Going back is Brady Allen. He reaches up, and he's unable to come up with it. Rounding second base is Consuegra. He's going to third. Here's the throw. It's held up, and so is Stanley Consuegra by manager Robbie Robinson. So that will be a triple by Consuegra after he already has a double here today. He's been on base all 3 times that he's at the plate. That was trouble for Brady Allen. He had a long run to go into deep center field. It's 400 out there. He leaped up, but he just could not time it or get to it. His arms just wasn't long enough, and played it well off of the wall in center, but that is a triple for Consuegra.
And it looks like just when you think that Jupiter
Dominguez hard hit something. Ball. That'll get by Watson, the shortstop. He dove after it, but that'll be a base hit for Dominguez.
And a run for Consuegra as he pulls in for the 9 runs, 10 hits.
Yeah, base hit RBI by Dominguez. Look at that scoreboard now. 10 hits, 9 runs. And as we mentioned, Jupiter, 7 hits, but only 2 runs.
And it looks like the Jupiter Hammerheads will have a meeting on the mound to try to get this game back under control.
There's no one up in the bullpen for Jupiter yet. Suriel looks over to see if maybe there is, but there's not. Two outs. There was one out when Rivera got the base hit, Tilley and two-run home run shot. Lugo looked like he was going to hit it over the wall, but it was brought in by Caballero. That was the second out. And then it seemed like everybody's just going after Suriel's first pitch. They're like, that first pitch is a strike. We're just going to jump on it, and they have been.
Yeah, it looks like the St. Lucie Mets have the Jupiter Hammerheads number.
But Jack Thomas ruled at the plate. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. That one misses low and away to the left-handed first baseman.
Wold coming in with a batting average of .211, two home runs on the season. While pitching the dirt by Cyril.
So three balls and no strikes to Wold. The first baseman is 0 for 3 today as he has struck out and popped up twice. Khalil playing closer to second base. And not really deep, just mid-level depth there. Second baseman, a little bit over to first base. They've got a slight shift here on the lefty at the plate. He's right on the lip of the infield. Lewis a shade off of third. Runner at first base with two outs for the Mets. Here's the 3-1. Tapper, right side. Well played by Salas. Easy throw to first, and that will get Wold as he grounds out to end the inning, but not before the Mets add three more runs, a base hit, a two-run home run, and a triple to make his single, drove in the third run. So three runs, four hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We'll go to the home half of the sixth. Allen, Johnson, Zubia. After this, it's a 9-2 ball game in favor of the Mets. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
And we've got a new pitcher on the mound here for the St. Lucie Mets facing Brady Allen, the leadoff hitter for Jupiter. It is Javier Atencio. Atencio, a lefty. Lefty on righty matchup. Boy, the Hammerheads, they've got a mountain to climb as they are down by 7. It's a 9-2 ball game. Brady is 2 for 2, though, here today. Pop up, left side. It'll stay in the infield. Lugo's calling everyone off. That's the third baseman, and he makes the grab on the grass. So Brady Allen is retired as he pops up to third. That's one down, and it'll bring up Osiris Johnson. Osiris is 0 for 2 today, struck out in the first, hit into a double play in the fourth.
Breaking ball inside for Antesio.
Antesio is a lefty, 6 foot 195 from Venezuela. He last played in the Dominican Summer League last year with the Mets. Was picked up by the team as a non-drafted free agent in 2018. The 2-0 pitch to Johnson. And that one will miss inside. So three straight balls here to Osiris, the designated hitter. Atencio, fastball. This one's hit into the screen behind home plate.
And Atencio will walk Johnson as Johnson jogs to first. That'll bring up Zach Zubia for the Jupiter Hammerheads.
First baseman number 25.
That's Johnson's 14th walk of the season. First time on the base paths here today. Zach Zubia will step in the first baseman. He's 1 for 2. Doubled back in the fourth. His first time up, struck out looking. Lefty on righty matchup. Fastball at the knees for the strike against Zubia. So 0-1 the count.
The first baseman, Zubia, with a .232 average. Fly
foul
hit.
Ball to the right side, off the bat of Zubia. So no balls and two strikes with one out. Atencio has a .90 ERA in three games here with the Mets. He's pitched 10 innings, 5 hits, allowed 3 runs, only one was earned. He's walked 5 in those 10 innings, but has struck out 9, and opponents are batting a mere .143 against Atencio. The kick, the pitch, bounces off the glove of Rivera, sliding in is Johnson. So with the wild pitch, Johnson takes second base, and the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. The line on Scott, as the book has been closed on the starter for St. Lucie, is 5 innings of work, 7 hits, 2 runs, all earned. He did not walk a Gas Giants hitter, but he struck out 6. His ERA is now 5.30. That's the Coconut Creek product from right here in South Florida and the University of Florida. So Christian Scott right now, he is the winning pitcher on record through 5 innings. Has struck out 6 and only allowed 2 earned runs.
No walks. That's really impressive.
That is always something that is really important, you know, for pitchers, too. You like to see those strikeouts or, you know, have the low ERA, but you don't, you know, you feel really good when you don't walk anybody. You don't want to give any of those free passes up and put anybody on base just because you couldn't throw the ball, you know, throw a strike. 3-2 the count here to Zach Zubia. He is working Atencio, and so is Johnson on the base pass. The pitch, that's low, and so that will put Zubia at first. So after getting Allen to pop up, Atencio has walked Johnson and Zubia, so the Hammerheads have 2 runners aboard for Cameron Barstead. Barstead, the catcher, is 0 for 2 today. I mentioned how what a game he had the other night when he was a perfect 4 for 4. We need Barstead to get a hit here now for Jupiter.
The score for Jupiter is 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors. So you know you want the hit, but you want them to complete the run as well.
Right now there's a little meeting on the mound as Ramos, the pitching coach, goes out to talk to his pitcher and catcher. Javier, the reliever for the Mets, is only 20 years of age. He'll be 21 in November. There's action in the bullpen for the Hammerheads right now. Last year in the Dominican Summer League, Atencio was 1-3, 2.44 ERA. He appeared in 15 games, 14 of those he started, 48 innings of work, and he struck out 76, opponents only batting 171 against him. Here's the pitch, lefty-on-lefty matchup, swing and a miss. Atencio from the stretch, staring down the runner at first base, then delivers. Fastball goes low, then the ball bounces. The throw from Rivera, the catcher, one bounces to the shortstop at second, but quickly Johnson gets back. So runners remain at first and second here for the Hammerheads in the bottom of the sixth with one out. Barstead, the catcher, at the plate. Once again, Atencio looking the runner, Johnson at second back, going upstairs with a fastball, swinging a foul tapper to the left side. So 1-2 the count now to Barstad. Atencio has only appeared in three other games this season for the St. Lucie Mets. He last pitched against Daytona, picked up the win. Five innings of work. He started that game, gave up two hits, a run, and it wasn't earned. The pitch delivered. It's called a strike by Nelson Fraley and Griffin, who's behind the plate. So Barstead will go down on strikes. That's the second out here in the sixth. There's still runners at first and second for the Gas Giants. Caballero will step up to the plate. Last time up, he's singled to right. He's 1-for-2 today. Lefty on righty matchup. The kick, the pitch. Breaking ball framed nicely by Rivera, but doesn't get the call from the home plate umpire as it's off the mark, wide of the plates. Santos on deck. Caballero, the number 8 hitter in the lineup for Jupiter. Atencio looks the runner back, delivers, and it barely misses Caballero as he kicks his leg out of the way. It does get by Rivera, so the wild pitch will now advance Johnson to third, along with Zubia to second base.
Caballero coming in with a batting average of 270.
Here's the 2-0 pitch. That one's right at the letters for the strike. Atencio is a starter, but he's only thrown in three games and so now put in this situation of being a reliever, which takes an adjustment when you're used to starting and now coming in relief for this game. There is a big lead, though, so he's got that great cushion and doesn't have to worry about coming in a pressure situation. So when you're bringing in a pitcher like that that's used to starting, putting him in a situation where there's not a lot of pressure is good when you're not used to relieving. Getting jammed on the hands, ground ball up the middle, Suarez, the second baseman, makes the play, throws to first, and Caballero is retired as he grounds out. So the Hammerheads leave two stranded, no runs cross the plate, no hits as both on the base pass were walked, no errors, two men left on base, as I mentioned. We'll go to the top of the seventh, and the Mets still up 9-7. You're listening to the Jupiter Gas Giants Radio Network.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover.
New pitcher on the hill for the Gas Giants, and it's the righty, Urias Jimenez. Jimenez facing Barrasierta. Little dribbler off the mound comes Jimenez. He makes the play to first. Barrasierta grounds out. That's a 1-3 play. So a good job by Jimenez as he came off the mound, went to his right, and a strike throw to first base in time. One down, that'll bring up the second baseman, Albert Suarez. Suarez is the number 9 hitter in the lineup. He's 0-2 today. Did walk, though, in the fourth and scored a run in the fourth. Righty on lefty matchup. First pitch, pop up into left, or actually into right center. Brady Allen will come on in the center field and make the grab.
Center field number 25.
That'll bring up Alex Ramirez, the center fielder.
It does. We're back up to the top of the order. So Jimenez, a righty, as I mentioned, 6'4", 240 from Santiago, the Dominican Republic. 21 years of age, and he pitched last year with the Jupiter Hammerheads last season. International free agent picked up by the Marlins in 2017. The 0-1 pitch. Hits the ground, the plate, the glove of Barstad, and pops up. So one ball and one strike to Alex Ramirez. Here's the 1-1 inside. Two balls and a strike.
No runners on base for the Mets with two outs.
Little tapper foul to the left side. Jimenez is 1-0 on the season. 1.16 ERA. He's appeared in 15 games. Has three holds. 23 and a third innings of work this year. He's has struck out 32 in those 23 and a third innings. The pitch. Fly ball into center. It'll be a hard play for Brady Allen. But he runs on in, and you can hear the fans behind me cheering as he slides and makes the grab. He's able to get a glove underneath the ball before it hits the grass. So Ramirez is retired as he pops up to center field. That is probably, I think it is, the first three up, three down inning for the St. Lucie Mets here. So the pitching of the Gas Giants holds the Mets to no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. Let's stand up and sing with everyone here at the Dean. Take me out to the ball game.
protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreak.
All right, they're already starting this inning without us, or the bottom half of the seventh, that is. We were stretching and getting our snacks, and I'm sure you all were doing the same thing at home. But Santos at the plate, he's returning now, facing the reliever who came in relief last inning for Scott. It's Javier Atencio. Number nine hitter at the plate, Santos. Foul ball that returns him back to the plate. Now a ball delivered by Atencio. 1-1 the count. Boy, the wind is whipping up and right. Looks like the fans are starting to cool down a little bit as the sun is setting. Getting darker here at the ballpark.
Yes, nice to see the young fans screaming and running for foul balls today.
I don't know. We better get those fans off the top of the dugout, though, the Mets. They're, like, creeping in slowly. Look at them. Luckily, there's a net, but they are on the dugout, and they just keep creeping up. Here's the 2-2. There's a fly ball into right field off the bat of Santos. Going over to his right is Dominguez. He's got a beat on it the whole time, and he stops short in the warning track and brings it in. So Santos is retired as he flies out to right. One down. We're back up to the top of the order. Khalil Watson steps in. He's having a great game at the plate after striking out looking in the first. He's doubled and singled yesterday. Watson, another great game at the plate with a three-run home run. That's what propelled the Hammerheads to win yesterday's ball game. It was a 2-for-4 game for Watson. Driving in three runs, scoring two himself. Here's the 0-1. That one's hit foul. Now, see, if there wasn't a screen, those little kids would have been hit. They're right there on the dugout. Now it looks like their parents are being told, hey, keep your kid off the dugout.
I don't know why people think they could do that.
Why do they think that you can go on top of a dugout? I never understand that. It is a good place, though, to rest all your things, you know. Your sodas, your water.
Yeah, but they were just laying out
but
there.
I know they were. They were crawling to the very edge. And there's a net there, so there's nothing they can do. Like, they can't. The players can't throw them a ball or anything. At the plate, Watson returns. One ball, two strikes, one out. Second baseman shifted over a little to first as the shortstop's by second base. Breaking ball delivered. Swing and a miss. Ball dropped and throw to first base, so Watson is out as he goes down swinging. Jose Salas will step up to the plate. The second baseman is 1-for-2 today. Singled, scored a run, stole a base, sacrificed bunt back in the third, and he grounded out to second in the fifth. That was a nice play by the second baseman, Suarez, too. We've got one more game tomorrow in the six-game set. Sean, you will be back tomorrow. There's no fans in the stands. It's a noon start. We had a noon start yesterday, which was odd, but it was fun because it was super splash day. So the kids came early and got to go down the inflatable water slides, and there were water balloons, dunk tanks.
Oh, just what you need in this Florida heat, right?
Oh, yeah, and the campers were out, so they were, you know, screaming Hammerheads all game long. Here's the 1-2. That one's upstairs, 2-2. Then today, as I mentioned, the play ball weekend, we had a play ball clinic. The players, the Hammerheads, put it on for the fans, over 100 kids here. They walked away with a free cap and a free wiffle ball and bat. And lots of fun. Play Ball Weekend. The Play Ball Clinics are being held all around the minor leagues and on seven continents this weekend. They even have a Play Ball event in Antarctica. Can you believe that? And it is freezing. It is winter there. I guess they have a softball league, and they usually play in their warmer months, like the summer months. And right now it is freezing cold there, but they're doing something with play ball there. But they're on all seven continents this weekend. Wow, so that's kind of pretty cool, right? That Major League Baseball is promoting, you know, the sport of baseball all around the world. And they're making it fun. Play Ball Weekend. Play Ball is all about just having fun. It's not really an organized game at all. Here's the 2-2 with two outs. Up in the air to the right side into the gap. It could be trouble. It does. It bounces off the wall, hanging onto his helmet as it was going to fly off. Solis actually takes it off, has it in his left hand as he watches to see what the outfielders are doing in right, and he will have a stand-up double. So instead of the helmets flying off as they usually do off of these runners on both sides too, Solis just takes it right off his head and carries it in his left hand as he gets a stand-up double that goes into the gap in right center. That'll bring up Ian Lewis. Eight spacecrafts have visited the gas giant. The pitch. Strike. I really miss, I know we can still see rocket launches here, but I really miss watching the space shuttle. Have you lived here long enough to watch the space shuttle even from here in Jupiter and
not from
in our
Jupiter
area?
But I have seen
breaking bat as the ball goes to the left side. Racing down the first baseline is Lewis, and he will be safe at first, and Solis safe at third base. So Lewis with the infield single, and his bat was broken in half, and that went flying also to the left side. So Solis at third, Ian Lewis at first base.
That'll bring up Brady Allen.
So Allen has the potential here with two outs to drive in a run. So you've seen the space shuttle launch, but not here.
Not from Jupiter.
Where were you when you saw the space shuttle?
Fifth grade trip to Cape Canaveral.
Oh, you were on the beach.
Yes.
Were you on the beach?
Ma'am.
That you were really close then.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, here we were able to see it on a clear day. Even I live out in Wellington, and you can just see the trail of the space shuttle. You know, and we watched some rockets lately go at night, and you can see the trail.
Yes,
so that's really cool.
Rockets
yes.
have been going up.
They have something all the time. And when there used to be a team in the Florida State League in Brevard County in Melbourne, it was the Brewers at one time, and you could watch right from there because it's really close up there in Brevard County in Melbourne, you know, to Cape Canaveral. So they would actually. The game that I was there, I think I was with the Hammerheads and the Cardinals. They were back-to-back there, so I made a road trip up with both teams. And they actually stopped the game, and everybody watches, you know, the rocket go into space. And you can see the trail there. You can hear it really loud. But they stopped the game, and everybody watches.
What's better than space and baseball?
Yeah, two balls and a strike, a swing and a miss. Two down, runners at first and third here. I was able to see, you know, I wasn't close like you were over there in Cape Canaveral, but to see when John Glenn, the oldest man into space, went up, and we watched that launch and saw the trail of it here from Jupiter. So it's kind of neat. My first experience, I was going to school at UCF, and I'm from Ohio, so I had no idea. We actually have a NASA right there in Cleveland where I am, but had no idea about the space shuttle and what it would be like. And in Orlando, I was getting ready to go to school at UCF, and there was this huge, explosion, like it was a sonic boom, and I had no idea what that sound was like, why it was so loud, like what just happened. And it was the space shuttle being launched and the sonic boom afterwards that you can hear in Orlando. Swing and a miss, and Allen is retired. He'll leave two stranded, and we will head to the top of the eighth here at the Dean. 9-2 Mets on top. You're listening to the Jupiter Gas Giants Radio Network.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're in the eighth inning here at the Dean. Thanks for sticking with us. The Hammerheads are down by 7. 9-2 ball game in favor of the Mets. At the plate, it's Jose Rivera. He's the number two hitter in the lineup for the Mets and has been on base every single time, four times tonight. Three walks and one base hit and has scored two runs. So one ball and two strikes. Jimenez remains on the hill. His second inning of work here for the Gas Giants. The 1-2 on the ground, scooped up by Watson at short, throws in time, and Rivera, for the first time today, he will not make it to first base safely. So Rivera has grounded out to lead things off here for the Mets. That'll bring up Junior Tillian. Now, we've been talking a lot about the Gas Giants and Jupiter, but really, that's not how Jupiter got its name. The town of Jupiter here where we are with the Jupiter Hammerheads, the Gas Giants tonight. We're having fun. You know, we have, like you mentioned, Cape Canaveral, you know, right up the road, and NASA. And that's a great trip for families and also for, you know, field trips for school, and so much to see and learn about space here. But here, if I can make it really short, that Jupiter got its name because actually the Indians on this, or actually it says here that Spain, with their Spanish maps, they found the Rio, and instead of, I was going to say Hope, like Hope Sound, but Hobe is how they said it, and that's how Hope Sound got its name, but they're pronouncing it incorrectly because it's Hobe, but so that's the Spanish name, and the Indians here, they named it after the Indians that were here, the Hobe Indians. And someone thought on the map that it said J-O-V-E instead of J-O-B-E. And so J-O-V-E is a version of Jupiter. I'm reading a really hard one. I should have took the short version of this. This is like a long one to read while I'm speaking. But I'll straighten that up in just a little bit as we have two outs now, as Tillian is out and Lugo's at the plate. But it was just a big misunderstanding, basically, that the Hobe Indians, the Spanish had done the map of this area. The Hobe Indians were here. They named it after them, but somebody misread it, and when it's spelled, the Hobe Indians is spelled J-O-B-E, and they thought it said J-O-V-E, which is another version of Jupiter, and that's how Jupiter came to be, the English, you know, our way. Let me see. I know there was a shorter version than what I was reading earlier. So that's the Latin translation of the Roman god's name of Jupiter is J-O-V-E. And so, you know, that's how it happened. Nothing to do with space. And it should be, rightfully, that should be probably called, you know, Jobe right now instead of Jupiter. Jove, or, you know, Jupiter with the translation there. So it's just because somebody's got to learn how to, you know, that's always learn how to write neatly, right? Got to be able to read it, or ask questions if you can't read it.
I don't think the Hobe Indians were worried about their handwriting too much.
Yeah. Well, it was the Spanish that made the map. So the Spanish It was a Spanish map that it looked like a V instead of a B. And that's interesting, though, because we always say Hobe Sound, and it's spelled H-O-B-E for the Hobe Indians, and so it shouldn't be Hobe Sound, but Hobe, right? So we're going to miss three in a row. So Jimenez has come in, and he has retired all six batters he has faced in order. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth. Hammerheads are down by seven. It's a 9-2 ball game. You're listening to the Jupiter Gas Giants Radio Network.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, we've got, Cyrus Johnson at the plate. He is 0-for-2 today. Strikeout hit into a double play, but then walked in the sixth. Lefty on righty matchup as Atencio remains in the ball game for the Mets. Two balls, no strikes to Johnson. Zubia Barstead following. The Hammerheads scored one run in the first and one more in the fifth, and that's it today. But they have 9 hits. The St. Lucie Mets only have 10 hits, only one more, but they have 7 more runs than our Gas Giants here. We were talking about the name of Jupiter and how it's fun to relate it to the actual planet, but really, you know, it was a mistake. It was a mistake as far as we talked about the map maker named this area after the Hobe Indians, and that was spelled J-O-B-E. But to someone, it looked like J-O-V-E, which the Latin translation means Jupiter for the Greek gods, which also Zeus when I was reading it too. And they just stuck with it. You figured someone would say, wait, that was a mistake. Let's go back and honor the Indians or the Native Americans. Pop up. That will be trouble. That's a blue base hit into short right center field. There's 4 fielders there and nobody could catch it. 4 fielders. One of them dove for it, or actually slid, and the ball popped, bounced right by the fielders. There was 4 out there. And Osiris Johnson, he said, hey, I'm not even going to get a single out of this little blooper. Everyone's out there. No one's covering second. I'm just going to take second base. And he does. So right away, Osiris Johnson, with his speed, is on second base.
That'll bring up Zach Zubia, the first baseman at the plate for the Hammerheads.
Kelly didn't even get a double out of that. So the Hammerheads, they need to take advantage. Here in the eighth, Zubia doubled in the fourth, so he is 1-for-2 with a walk. One ball and one strike to the first baseman.
Point is overturned, count is 0-2.
challenge applied. He was overturned, and so now no balls and two strikes on Zubia. Wow, when that kind of happens, you've got to change your mindset as a hitter, don't you? When you're like, okay, 1-1, you're a little more relaxed. Now you're like 0-2. On the ground to the shortstop, throw to first. It's in time, but Johnson, with his speed, makes it to third base. So it was a slow roller to Tillian at short. The only play he had was throwing to first base to get Zubia out. So now there's one out here in the eighth, but Johnson is at third.
That'll bring up Cameron Barstead for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Barstead, this will be his fourth time at bat tonight.
A lefty-on-lefty matchup with Barstead at the plate. He's 0-for-3, grounded out and has struck out twice. The Hammerheads have left at least one runner stranded every inning but the second. They've left two stranded the last two innings. So they've been producing as far as hitting, just not able to push the runs across the plate. Zubia made it to third. Watson also at third base. Salas was at third base. And Johnson was left stranded at third base at a point. So that, and Johnson's at third right now. Another challenge. No balls and two strikes now on Barstead. Atencio with the pitcher's count, delivers, goes up high with the heat, and gets a swing and a miss. And Barstead just stares down Atencio as he walks towards the dugout.
Big swing and a miss by Barstead.
He has struck out now three times tonight, twice against Atencio. So Caballero will come to the plate with a Cyrus Johnson at third base. It's a lefty-on-righty matchup. Caballero has one hit tonight. He's 1-for-3. Atencio delivers, misses, 1-0 the count.
Johnson still on third for the Hammerheads, threatening in his position.
Here's the 1-0, and that one misses high. Two balls and no strikes. In on the hands, swing, foul tip. So 2-1 the count. Well, I knew with Space Night that we were going to have some blast-offs, you know, some home runs. There had to be, right? So that we could talk about the liftoff and the blast to the moon. And unfortunately, all those home runs were on the opposite side. The Mets had three home runs here tonight. Both teams, though, have 10 hits. The Hammerheads, the Gas Giants, only have two runs, though. Three balls, no strikes to Caballero. Two down, Osiris Johnson takes a lead at third base. Atencio delivers. That's a breaking ball that comes across as a strike here. Caballero decides to take it, so he's got one strike on him. Wind still blowing out and right. Here's the 3-2. Big swing and a miss. So Atencio gets the strikeouts when he needs them the most, and the Hammerheads once again leave a runner stranded at third base. No runs on one hit, no errors, one man left. We are going to the top of the ninth inning here at the Dean. Consuegra, Dominguez, and Wold are coming up to bat for the Mets, who are on top 9-2.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth inning here in Jupiter, Florida. No, we're not on the planet Jupiter, though Space Night, I think everyone's having a good time and with our space-themed jerseys that the players are wearing. They're called the Gas Giants, but Jupiter is across their chest. On the hill, Jimenez remains. He's in his third inning of work in relief here for the Hammerheads, going after Consuegra, gets him to swing and miss, 1-1 the count. But the jerseys that the Jupiter Gas Giants are wearing will be auctioned off. So check out our website and get all the information on the JupiterHammerheads.com website.
I think press should get free jerseys.
I saw a couple of kids win a jersey today, right?
Yeah.
When they were playing some games in between innings, the prize was one of these, you know, Gas Giant jerseys. That's pretty cool. 3-1, the count to Consuegra.
The score is still 9-2 in favor of the Mets.
Wow, that hurts, doesn't it? The Mets, they need two to clinch the division before the first half actually ends and secure their postseason slot. The St. Lucie Mets have one of the best records in all of minor league baseball. They're 36-18. They've only lost three games at home. And Jimenez loses Consuegra, and the left fielder will head to first base with the free pass.
That'll bring up the right fielder, Carlos Dominguez.
Jupiter's in second place, 28-25 on the season, 7.5 back. The Hammerheads have a good record here at home, 17-8. It's on the road where they're below 500 at 11-17. Fort Myers in first place over in the West Division right now. They're 35-19. At one point, they were tied with the best record in the league with St. Lucie, but they've lost a couple. And then when St. Lucie lost, they've right now Fort Myers is just a little back of evening with St. Lucie. So they've got a great team over there in Fort Myers. Clearwater is 28-26, and they're in second place over in the West Division. Two balls and a strike to Dominguez. Dominguez is one of the reasons why the Mets are so successful here in the first half. Along with Ramirez and De Los Santos, Dominguez. There is another ball. This one is definitely going to the moon. Boy, right off the end of his bat. And luckily, it's foul. Because that went so... I want to know what the exit velo was that. That just went out so quickly, and the left fielder Santos just stood up and watched it fly out, and luckily it just went foul to the left of the foul pole line. Two and two. Jimenez coming at him, and he gets Dominguez to swing and miss as Dominguez goes after that breaking ball. It just kept dipping lower and lower. Dominguez went to one knee but could not connect. So that is a big strikeout there. Dominguez with its 13 home runs and almost 14 right there. But he leads the league with those 13.
Jack Thomas Wold coming up to the plate for the St. Lucie Mets.
So righty and lefty matchup with Wold at the plate. He's 0-4. Couple of pop-outs, grounded out his last trip up, has struck out here too tonight. There is a runner at first base, that's Consuegra, with one out. There is action in the bullpen for the Hammerheads. Hard hit ball into right. Run. The run is Caballero. He brings it in and makes the grab. So Wold is retired as he flies out to left. I mean to right. Oh boy, it's getting late. Because I said left. I wrote center, actually. And then I'm realizing, wait a minute, that is right field. Something, it's getting too... Actually, I'm thinking of so many things in my mind right now that I want to, yeah, get out this broadcast. You know, different scores coming up. We were talking about records. So, I don't know. It just came out. And I was really... Like I said, I'm writing center. I was writing F8, which means fly out to center. I was saying left, and I was watching right field.
Right.
What does that mean? I don't know. Here's the 0-1 to Berrocierta. Righty and righty matchup. Make it one ball, one strike. Berrocierta, he launched a ball into left. Stood at the plate watching it for a little bit, then a slow walk, then a jog to first. That made it a 4-1 ball game at that point. After that, he struck out, walked, and grounded out. Jimenez working on him again. Is the first time he faced him, he got him to ground out, actually back to the pitcher. Here's the 1-1. That one's upstairs, pop up. It stays in the infield. Everybody's running after it. And then Jimenez realizes he just better run out of the way and actually maybe even cover third base. That is pulled in by Lewis. And that will end the inning here in the ninth. So we're going to the bottom of the ninth here at the Dean. They've got 7 runs to make up to tie the ball game. Both teams have 10 hits, but the Mets are up 9-2. You're listening to the Jupiter Gasheads Radio Network.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, it's do or die time for the Gas Giants here tonight. Their last time up to the plate, unless they can tie the ball game or win it here. First up is Anahuetis Santos. One ball and one strike to the left fielder. He's 0 for 3 today, the number 9 hitter in the lineup for Jupiter. Antencio remains on the hill here for the Mets. He's in his fourth inning of work. 2 balls and a strike. The pitch, just missing outside, so 3-1 to Santos. Then we're back up to the top of the order with Watson and Salas.
Balls overturned, the count is 2-2.
Challenge, count overturned, 2 balls and 2 strikes now, so that definitely goes in favor of Atencio, but he misses low here, so the count goes full now to the left fielder. The payoff pitch. It's upstairs, fastball, swing, pop up to the right side. Going into foul territory is the first baseman for the Mets. It's Wold. He makes the grab right by the bullpen of the visiting Mets. And all the Mets relievers are up and cheering for that defensive play. That was a tough one for Wold. He was on the run, and you never know where you are when you get over to that area. If you're near the bullpen mound or the plate, and you don't want to slip and fall, but you got to be careful. Take a glance down, but don't take your eye off the ball either. And we are in definite nighttime, so it's the lights that will be helping or harming the fielders. Santos is retired. There's one out. We're back up to the top of the order. Khalil Watson takes a hack at the first pitch. It goes foul.
This is Watson's fifth time at bat after his two hits on the day.
Atencio delivers, misses inside. One ball and one strike. We've got one out. Salas on deck. Watson watches this one, and he goes low. He wants to challenge it, or at least he taps his helmet. But that ball really was low, but it's called a strike. So one ball, two strikes to Watson. Atencio delivers. Swing, pop up. Going back is Tillian, the shortstop. He's going back and forth, almost like in a comic, you know, a cartoon, rather. And he does bring it in and make the grab.
Two outs for your Jupiter Hammerheads, as that'll bring up Jose Salas to the plate.
So the Gas Giants are down to their last out here. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning. Jose Salas steps in. He has two hits on the night, a single and a double. He scored the first run of the ball game for Jupiter. Atencio delivers, breaking ball at the knees for the strike. 0-1 the count. Atencio, in his fourth inning of work, he's allowed three hits, no runs, has only walked two, and has struck out five.
No runners on base for the Hammerheads, so Jose Salas will have to make something happen here.
The 1-1 fastball inside, missing. Two balls and a strike. The kick, the pitch, breaking ball. It curves around. What a beautiful slider that was. Two balls, two strikes as it freezes Salas at the plate. He takes it. The 2-2 fly ball into deep center field. Going back is Ramirez. Then he stops up and waits and makes the grab. So Salas is retired as he flies out to deep center field. It's a 1-2-3 ninth, and that will be the ball game as the Mets take it 9-2. So the Mets, 10 hits, 9 runs. The Gas Giants, that's Jupiter, 10 hits and 2 runs. Both teams trading back and forth as Jupiter won yesterday. So now in the 6-game series, the Mets have a 3-2 advantage, and they need one more win. That's tomorrow against the Hammerheads, where they can clinch first place here in the first half and secure their spot in the playoffs in September. Stick with us. We're going to have a short break, and then we will be back with our post-game show and wrap it up. But the Mets do take the game, game five here, 9-2 over the Jupiter Gas Giants.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Julia would like to give her Air Force dad a special shout-out to David Haro.
A special shout-out here at the ballpark. I've got a special shout-out to all the Jupiter Gas Giants fans. Thank you so much for listening and joining with us on the broadcast here today. We were hoping to bring you a win. Maybe tomorrow. Sean will be back on the mic tomorrow in Game 6. And it, you know, no fans in the stands, so everybody will be listening in to you, Sean. But unfortunately, today, The Hammerheads fall 9-2 to the St. Lucie Mets. 10 hits by both teams, but St. Lucie was able to capitalize and score 9 runs off those 10 hits, while the Hammerheads only 2 runs. You'd figure they'd at least get 5 or 6 with 10 hits, but only 2 runs crossed the plate for the Jupiter Gas Giants here today. The win goes to Scott. He's 2-0 on the season. The loss to Jones, he falls to 1-2. And the save to Atencio, that's his first of the season. When we take a look at the box score, you can really see the difference as far as it was the home runs. You know, really, that the 10 hits, 9 runs, and that was because the Mets 3 home runs today. The first home run came in the first. It was a 2-run blast off the bat of the third baseman Lugo, and that helped the Mets get a 3-0 advantage right away in the first. The Hammerheads responded with a run in the first as Salas was aboard with a base hit. He stole a bag. Brady Allen singled and drove him in. So it was still, you know, a winnable ball game, only 2-run difference. It was 3-1 at that point. But then in the second, Raul Barrasierta came in and picked up his 4th home run of the season, a solo shot over the left field wall, and the Mets then had the 4-1 advantage. After that, it was tough for the Hammerheads to get another run. They didn't get a run until the 5th inning, but in the meantime, the Mets scored again in the 4th. That inning, it was a matter of difference with a lot of walks. Barrasierta came up to the plate. He struck out to lead off that inning, but Suarez walked, Ramirez walked, Rivera walked. Tillian base hit, drove in a run, and then on a fielder's choice, another run came in, and that had the Mets, you know, they just started to pad it after that. And we mentioned that the Hammerheads did pick up another run in the 5th. They had 2 total for the game as Caballero base hit, Santos hit it, was aboard on a fielder's choice. He was able to go around and score later. Watson singled. So that enabled the Hammerheads to get 2 runs, but it just wasn't enough because then in the 6th, Rivera was aboard on a base hit, and after that, Junior Tillian drove him in with a 2-run home run. That was the 3rd home run of the night off the bat of the Mets, and they just kept hitting as Consuegra tripled and Dominguez drove him in with a single. So that is how the Mets scored their 9 runs, Jupiter 2. As we mentioned, the difference maker really seemed to be not only the walks at certain times, but also the 3 home runs that drove in runs for the Mets here tonight.
Yeah, Lisa, I think the Mets played a better offensive and defensive game. Definitely came out hitting with using their power hitters to get on the board early. Jupiter tried to respond with the same amount of hits. I feel like Jupiter had the same amount of power, just not able to finish. Left a lot of players on base. Lewis was left on base 3 times. Allen left on base twice. Johnson left on base twice. Barstead left on base 4 times. So just not able to finish where they had to.
When we look at the offense, though, Watson had 2 hits, Salas 2, and Allen 2. So the Hammerheads, the Gas Giants, were able to get on base. Just couldn't string it together to push some runners across. A bright spot with the pitching, too, with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It was great to see him and his out there. In 3 innings of work, he came in relief, allowed no hits, no runs, only walked 1, and struck out 2. So a great job by Jimenez on the mound here for the Gas Giants tonight. Well, that'll do it for Sean Tomlinson and myself, Lisa Pride, as the Hammerheads, the Gas Giants, fall to the Mets 9-2. Jupiter is now 28-26 on the season, and the St. Lucie Mets go up to 37-18 with one of the best records, not only in the Florida State League, but in all of minor league baseball. Stick with us as we have one more game to bring you tomorrow at noon Eastern time. Thank you so much for joining us here with the Gas Giants tonight. Don't forget to check out the auction for the jerseys online. And once again, the Hammerheads fall 9-2. We'll see you soon at the ballpark. Have a great night, everyone. You're listening to the Jupiter Gas Giants Radio Network.
A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.